Bill Barty, we're back on the Carolina Outdoors, the Catawba River Keeper. What a great idea that would be, huh?
Hey, listen, Don, do you remember back, we've done this podcast / radio show called the Carolina Outdoors for 22 years, I think.
I don't know, a long time.
Who's counting? 22 years. But one of our first guests that we ever spoke to back then was the Catawba River Keeper. The keeper of the Catawba, finding out and advocating for the things going on along the Catawba River and that big stretch of water. It's more than just the part that flows through the Charlotte metro area. It's a whole lot more, too. But anyway, for the past 6.5 years, we've had Sam Perkins acting as our Catawba River Keeper, and he is moving on after 6.5 years. That's enough. But we're going to find out about his career with the Catawba River Keeper, the challenges that he had the most, and maybe his look into the future with the Catawba River Basin. And that's what we're going to do on this segment of the Carolina Outdoors. Let's welcome Sam Perkins. Sam, welcome.
Howdy. Thank y'all for having me again.
Listen, we got to outfit you over at Jesse Brown's way back when, and we've outfitted you, we like to claim, ever since. But then you took on this certain job. You went to Myers Park, then you went to Chapel Hill, and then you became the Catawba River Keeper. Tell us about your tenure there, the past 6.5 years of being the Catawba River Keeper, and maybe your biggest challenge during that time.
Yeah, and you know, the most interesting thing about it, I was born and raised in Charlotte, and I thought I had a pretty good feel for what was around me, and it was amazing to do this job and really learn a lot more about how connected the creeks and the rivers were, and to really think about it in terms of upstream and downstream. So it's been a wild, exhausting ride, and it was time for me to move on. I don't have anything else lined up, and I do want to stay in this area. I love this area. My family is still in this area, so I'm hoping to figure out something where I can do something similar.
Well, paint us a picture of a day in the life of a Catawba River Keeper.
Well, I think you're going to need a whole gallery. You can't get it in one painting. And the problem with the job, and certainly one of the most alluring things, is that it's different every day, whether or not you've recently had rain, whether you're going to be in the office doing research, or you're going to be out in the field investigating and trying to find pollution. And in my early year or two, we found plenty of pollution, and some of that went on to lawsuits to try to get that pollution stopped and cleaned up, and some of those lawsuits are still going on, certainly with regard to coal ash. So the days are very different, whether you're patrolling or sampling or, like I said, in the office and front of a computer. It's a very, very exhausting job, because sadly, we don't have a state government, and in many cases, Mecklenburg being the exception, we don't have local officials who really have the resources they need to adequately protect the water, like we actually have some laws on the books to do.
Sam Perkins, you've kind of been a bunch of different things as the Catawba River Keeper. You've been, let's see if I can name them. You've been a scientist. You've been a full-time advocate. You've been a spokesperson. You've been a fundraiser. You have been all of those things. What was the most gratifying hat? And you can add a hat, because I'm sure I left one out, of those different aspects of the job over the past 6.5 years. What was the most gratifying chore of being the Catawba River Keeper?
I might say investigator. When I was in undergrad, I couldn't decide if I wanted to take more of a science route or more of a journalism route, and so I decided to do both. And I got degrees in both undergrad, and then in grad school I got my master's in geochemistry, but I always loved the journalistic sort of investigative reporting angle, and that's really what this felt like. It was a kind of an environmental science investigative reporting. And so to discover pollution, to report it, to find documents that have been lost for decades to find one of, you know, the original coal ash discharge pipes that Duke had literally lost for about a half century. Things like that were incredibly gratifying, and to see that there was a real change made by on the ground action. Similarly, the cleanups were always really gratifying because there's an amazing network of volunteers and members out there that get up and want to leave the river system as pristine as they can. And we were able to get tens of thousands of pounds of trash out every single year. And so especially places where when I started, there weren't cleanups, places that we were able to start having cleanups, that was incredibly gratifying as well.
Well, what's the condition of the river compared to 6.5 years ago?
I think at this point, there's a lot more awareness, which is one of the biggest things that you have to have. It's easy to be in your bubble, like frankly I was growing up, and to not really think about what's downstream or where your drinking water comes from. And I think with the growth also connecting the towns and cities to the lakes that are no longer out in the boonies, there's a lot more awareness of what's out there, where our water comes from, and what the threats are, and what needs to be done to make sure that we have safe, secure drinking water.
You're listening to the Carolina Outdoors, wherever you may be listening to your podcast. Also, you can access us at jessebrowns.com, on the hookup page, online, or early on a Saturday morning via the airwaves of WBT Radio. He's Don Yeager. I'm Bill Barty. Our guest is Riverkeeper, Catawba Riverkeeper Sam Perkins, who's stepping away from that job to go do something else to be named later. Sam, we'll get you back on to find out what your next pursuit is. But as a Charlotte boy growing up, Myers Park High School, as a Carolinian, you went to school at Chapel Hill, and then you came back to your hometown of Charlotte. And frankly, Charlotte has been a boom town since you grew up in it, since way back when you were in elementary school. What is the impact of the Charlotte City, the Mecklenburg County, and the Charlotte Metro surrounding counties' growth on that Catawba River Basin?
There's a lot more runoff that is going into the creeks, and it's more flashy than it was because we have a lot more paved surfaces that water runs off of quickly because no one on their streets, driveways, or parking lots wants water to build up. They want it to go away, and unfortunately that has a number of water quality implications. It's not just we truly do have more flash flooding now because one of the biggest issues for any municipality is stormwater, and you have to retrofit in a lot of places stormwater measures that'll help clean up and slow down that stormwater before it reaches our creeks. So it's been interesting to watch this area change. I'm glad to see there's a continued emphasis on the greenways and the Cross Charlotte Trail. I think those are really important for getting people close to the water, and that really needs to continue. It's been a lot slower than it was supposed to be. It's amazing to see 10 years ago what some of the estimates were for when they were going to have some of these greenways connected and done. So that really needs to continue. We really need a lot more parks. There have been some measures that as many parks as you might think we have in the area, we need a lot more because parks are another place where you can really bring people closer to a waterway and let them explore and fall in love with the creek.
Well, during your tenure, the Catawba River Foundation and others, and I think this is still going on, sued Duke Energy over the coal ash thing. We all heard about that. You've also been an advocate for erosion control and water quality, all of that during your tenure. Now, as you move on, and we'll talk about Brandon Jones, who's going to step into your place, what are his challenges going to be, and is added parks and things to help control erosion and runoff, is that going to be a pursuit of the Catawba River Keeper, or what in your mind is going to be the biggest challenge of this area in regards to that river system and other streams and creeks?
Well, the biggest challenge is really internal. It's just kind of balancing it all, because there are so many complaints that come in with issues. And far and away, the most common one we get is sediment and erosion issues. So one thing that we have gotten rolling, and I'm confident it'll go through, is trying to get some of the local sediment erosion control ordinances updated to where they have some of the engineering and design standards that we know, having worked directly with developers, such as on the River District, will keep sediment on site. Sediment might seem benign, but it's actually really, really bad for water quality. Bacteria is harbored very well there, and it's able to thrive because sunlight can't penetrate to kill it. So that's something we started actually first in York County, trying to get an update there, and it looks like something we can expect to go through. And I hope that'll happen in other counties as well. So for Brandon, it's going to be a matter of keeping the vast network of volunteers organized and keeping a focus on the end goal of what's wanted, whether it's a cleanup of coal ash or an improvement in an ordinance for sediment erosion control or whatever it might be.
Well, I know you might miss some of those helicopter rides along the way, but we're sure glad that you did what you've done. We're glad that you shared your time with us here on the Carolina Outdoors. And let's make a deal now, Sam Perkins, as you go into your next pursuit, we hope to get you back on the Carolina Outdoors to talk all about that when it happens.
Well, that sounds good, and hopefully I'll catch you in the store. You know, when you started outfitting me, was that 15 years ago or so? So the stuff I got from y'all was so good, I've either grown out of it or it's still holding up today. So I'll see you in soon.
Yeah, maybe you're ready for a next European vacation too. That'd be awesome. Sam Perkins, thank you so much for joining the Outdoor Guys here on the Carolina Outdoors.